generate automatic authority. We humans like to think we are rational, logical creatures, but we really aren't. That's not good, that's not bad, that's just the way it is. For example, in most U.S. presidential elections, the taller dude wins. Or how about the famous Nixon-Kennedy debate? The first on TV. People who listened to it on the radio thought that Nixon won. This was based only on the words, the ideas, the strategies of each candidate, etc. But for those who watched it on TV, Kennedy was the hands-down winner. He was younger, better looking, more energetic. Nixon was old and sweaty. FDR was in a wheelchair during his entire presidency due to polio, but nobody ever saw him in a wheelchair. He didn't want to be perceived as weak, and the press and other world leaders went along with it. You'd think that when choosing and respecting leaders, we wouldn't seem to care about who looks better and who's taller, etc. But we do. This is who we are. Carter was president, but he sucked. Not very charismatic, not a lot of social proof, and very little authority. Even though he was the president of the United States, he carried very little authority. Respect and admiration for authority is very, very ancient. It lives in our DNA before we invented words. That's why we naturally prefer good-looking, energetic leaders like Kennedy over experienced statesmen, Nixon, if they are old and sweaty. This is good news, because the authority trigger that lives in everybody's brain can be easily manipulated. One way is by how you speak. If you change how you speak to have a downward tonality, you will radiate impressive authority. If you walk with an upright posture while gazing straight ahead, you will radiate impressive authority. If you have authority over your own life, you will radiate authority to others. Imagine two different guys with the only difference being the authority they feel in their life. There is one guy who feels very little control over his life. He wanders around hoping for good stuff. He feels very little agency. So when he finds himself in a conversation with an attractive or interesting person, he hangs on for dear life. Now consider somebody else. Somebody like you, a man with a plan, somebody who knows you are going places. So any one person, no matter how attractive or interesting they are, aren't all that important. Which will be more attractive? Which will radiate a more authoritative aura? Which will be remembered and appreciated the most? Become that person, and others will follow you without even thinking about it. To learn how, visit mindpersuasion.com/authority-amplifier.